Welcome to the Hostile Zone.
Use your voice, the naughty hears you.
Welcome to the Hostile Zone. You're with the infamous and dangerous and always in your face. Calling a spade, pulling back that curtain on waste, fraud, and abuse in our government and dealing with societal issues. Well, it's been a couple weeks. Welcome back to the show. Been a couple weeks since we had a brand new show. We had a lot of things going on. Welcome to the show. We are the Hostile Zone right here on iHeartRadio, BBS Radio TV, and all social media, and 99.9 KKTC FM. And let's roll through. I can hear a background. Tonight's episode is about power.
Power, okay.
Not the kind of power that screams, but the kind of power that stands still and commands a room, right?
Right.
Coming from my co-host, Bianca C, S-E-A, like the ocean. Power. Give me that. I went segue in for that.
Bianca C, that's me. Hello,
welcome.
Everyone.
Welcome with power. All right. Welcome to the show. So thanks. I wanted you to hit the power punch on the Bianca C. In a culture addicted to vulgarity, which I can't comment on that because I like to drop some language here.
We're all guilty of that.
I'm pretty guilty. Carrie, we got some FCC fines on vulgarity for me, so we're good with that. hey, Carrie, are you there? Happy Mother's Day.
Thank you. Same to you, happy Bianca.
Right?
Oh, thank you. Yeah.
Happy Mother's Day.
Thank you. It still feels weird to me.
Happy not being on a show for a couple weeks day.
Yeah.
So, all right. So, in a culture addicted to vulgarity, truthfully, a vulgarity to attention seeking and chaos, elegance. See, this is a segue for you. Mm-hmm. Elegance has become the latest form of rebellion. Miss Bianca C can speak to that.
I feel like elegance is power.
Elegance is power. Mm-hmm. And that's exactly where we're going.
Awesome.
So what used to be expected, grace, polish, restraint, is now provocative, right?
Really?
Class is no longer a status. It's a strategy, right? I mean, I guess, like, you want power when you walk into the room, right?
Absolutely. It's how you walk in and stand and how you present yourself.
Yeah. So it's this isn't just nostalgic, folks. It's not nostalgia. It's about resistance to some people. Resisting, going against the grain or whatever. A quiet war against the circus of trends, clout chasing, click me bait, you know, influencers and algorithms have proven to be absurd. You're just looking for that attention seeking moment. You're looking for that click. So if you stand with good posture, like you right there, speak good English and you speak properly, grammatically correct, and you do those things, you stand out. So you are almost, you and other women that actually have value in themselves, stand out. You look different than the others, not like the rest. And with that, joining me, here it is, Pound Pie, I got the power. And joining me, as always, my co-host and personification of elegance under fire, Bianca C. She doesn't just shout to be heard. She doesn't follow trends. Do you not follow trends?
No, I mean, certain ones just to like keep up the updates.
I don't think so. You
lead, but I'm more presence. Like present.
You lead with presence. Bianca, let's talk about the rise of quiet power in a world screaming for attention, right?
Absolutely. You did, right on the money.
So like you destroy a room when you go in and you start singing or something. People see you and they take a notice. You got a nice dress on, your Louis Vuitton or Chanel. What was the bag you wore last time? Fendi or
my
whatever.
Fendi.
So, you know, people see that and they might look over, but then what you have, you speak and you enunciate your words properly.
Absolutely.
And you just have something to say. You stand out, then you hit the power when you sing for a room.
Absolutely.
You hear that voice, and that's power, without having to say, click me here, without having to be naked in the bar, without
that's
having
true.
To show your body on social media everywhere. I mean, there's nothing wrong with having a bathing suit, you know, and having what do you call it? You have some cleavage, or what they call cheeky. You can see the butt or whatever, but not naked.
No. There's always like there's rules on how to be proper but sexy.
What's the rule?
Well, you know, you could only like for an instance right now. I have a subtle cleavage, but it's not too provocative.
It's pretty subtle. I'm looking on the big screen. The gold glisten is aiming.
So my outfit right now is trying to focus on the middle part. So that's why if you're gonna focus on my cleavage, at least have like a statement necklace in order to even it out. You know, that's just me.
But, I don't know if that applies so much to guys. I think that actually we as men, we get really people profile a man faster than they do a woman.
Well, but it's a conversation piece. Right. So I'd be I can tell you like the beach or the ocean and that
but
starts
see,
it
I don't know. And, maybe, and we're going to have Carrie speak on this in a second. I'm going to ask her opinion because she's another woman and she's a little older. So we get a good understanding. If Carrie's listening, she'll hear what I'm trying to say. And she'll either tell me yay or nay. Mm-hmm. But I think that people expect a guy to come into a room and they look at his watch. They look to see if he's got a school ring or what he's got going on. And that's your statement of power, a signet ring or something, your statement of who I am.
A pin,
your lapel pin, whatever it might be, right? Mm-hmm. Carrie, help me out. Am I saying that correctly? I mean.
Well, that's not what I would do. When I first look at somebody, I go right straight to their face and to their eyes.
Really?
Because that's how you can tell if there's a real person in there or not.
Right. Right.
The other stuff is nothing but flashy show.
It's fluff. Mm-hmm. Let me ask you a question, Carrie, and I want you to, you can slam me if you want. when you and I first started talking, over a year ago or more, what was your first impression of me in our first couple meetings? I know you had seen, and you obviously watched my work previously. And this is the point because I'm talking about how you project yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, lay it out there. What did you think? I mean, obviously you're here, so it must have been good, but that's for you, Carrie.
Yeah, I know. I'm trying to think.
Just whatever comes out of your mouth.
What?
It's bad as bad.
He put you on the spot right there.
Well, you know, he was definitely, you know, professional and way out there. And he's been roped in a whole lot since then.
Right. So, but my impression, did I put off with an aura of anything? Because that's kind of what I'm trying to go with. Because a guy puts off an aura where a girl is mysterious. I think, right?
Well, and that's what you get when I see. I go, like I said, right to the face.
Right. Yeah, I think that's good. Thank you, Carrie. Stay with us for a second here. So we have let me give you the quote of the day. And I think I've kept you on with this one, Carrie, because it's Orwellian. And, you know, with the way society is right now, we can talk about George Orwell's 1984 every day of the week. So the quote of the day, in a time of deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. In a time of deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. George Orwell, famous author, 1984, Animal Farm. Movies that are books. Did they make movie? I don't know, but I didn't see it. I should watch it. Did it occur? Are they a movie? Those two books, Animal Farm in 1984.
Actually, yeah,
there is 1984.
Yes, they have.
Yeah, we got to watch that because not
we Animal Farm. They have made a movie
right,
about
but the
it.
Problem is with movies is that
it's several always, versions. There's only
two. And it's with these two books. And Carrie can attest here. These two books are pivotal, especially for where we are. Don't you agree that if you change minor details for a movie, you're actually maybe changing the whole concept of the book.
But you still have to read the book because usually the book is better than the movie.
That's what I'm saying. You know? And it's very, very, and it's hairline concept. Right, Carrie? Do you agree?
Yes.
I mean, and you've obviously been a part of movie productions. You can't put in those little innuendos that you would in a book.
Mm-hmm.
You're not lamenting or cementing something into somebody's brain through words. It's different. And I guess Carrie would really know
the difference is when you read a book, you have to picture it yourself.
You create the image.
And it may not be the way you pictured it when you see the movie.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, and I do something interesting, and it's kind of off topic, but there's a camera. I lost my mic. I do something interesting when I watch TV sometimes, movies. Hold on, I'm destroying the mic. You're probably making a lot of noise. Sorry, people. All right.
Got it's okay. Back. I got the mic right to you.
Anyway, so I do something interesting, and Carrie, you'll find this interesting, and maybe some other people might. I watch certain movies and certain things without watching it. If I'm laying on the couch hanging out, if I'm a little tired or whatever, I lay on the couch and I close my eyes and I listen to the movie or the TV show and I build my own picture.
That's a good idea.
Which is kind of what Carrie just said. And
do you ever picture yourself being in there?
I do.
I do.
Too. Right, Carrie, you feel what I'm saying on that?
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Absolutely. I
mean, have you done that too? Or am I like the only weirdo that does that?
Oh, I go to sleep with Perry Mason every night, but I
used to do that. I used to do Law and Order, and I would wake up either thinking I went to prison or that I was a sex offender or something, and then I would listen to Fox News, and then I would be in whatever part of the world in combat. So I stopped. Now I watch, shout out to Kevin James, I watch King of Queens every night.
Me too.
Do you? Yeah. King of Queens every night, and I let it play all night. Not because of any other reason. I've seen every episode 100 times. So I can have them on in the background. It's a little background noise for me because I do have tinnitus and some other sleep issues. So I like a little background sound. Mm-hmm. And shout out to Kevin James. Great, great, great. Leah, don't know you really bad. I know James better. So great show.
I love both of them.
Oh, I love both of them. But I mean, I've spoken with Kevin before.
I feel like when I'm there, like when I'm listening to the episodes, I feel like when I'm sleeping, I feel like I'm like the extra person living at the house. And just witnessing everything.
And actually, I got something for you, Carrie. Have you talked to your friend from Karate Kid? I don't want to say who it is yet. Maybe call him out on the air.
No,
call
out on the air. I'm still trying to get a hold of him.
Call him out on the air. So somebody will say, hey, we're trying to reach you. Call him out. Who is it? Who are you trying to reach?
Oh, God. Now all of a sudden I have him pictured in my mind. Right. Marty. Marty Cove.
There it is. So shout him out, Carrie. Call him out on the air.
Marty.
I've
been trying to get a hold of
you. Carrie Brooks. Yeah, call him out.
Get in touch. I think he's like the best villain out there.
He is. So Carrie, for the folks out there, and I didn't want to say anything until Carrie said his name, mm-hmm. But he is the sensei of Cobra Kai. Cobra Kai. What is his name in the show? Damn. Kreese.
John Kreese.
Sensei John Kreese. Marty, Carrie's looking for you. We need to get you on the show. She called you several times. Reach back to Carrie, all right?
And by the way, like, I got to say, he looks good for his
You look great, dude. You really do. Everybody does. Oh, they all do. They all do. Honestly, they all do. Ralph, return my email. I don't want to talk to your booking person. Call me direct. Okay, anyway, moving forward. So we're going to get into... Actually, we're going to take a short commercial break. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back. Eric A. Sinani, the Half Hour Zone with Bianca C. We'll be right back.
Oh shit!
No, now they speed that up.
I just ended instead of.
It didn't end. It's still recording on my end. I'm still recording, but we're gonna have to pin.
Wait a minute.
All right, good. All right. Okay. Welcome back to the Hostile Zone. Eric A. Sinani coming at you with Miss Bianca C. Right here on the Hostile Zone. Right here on iHeartRadio. Your FM dial. Well, everywhere. Check it out. The Hostile Zone. All right. So move back in. The chaos of economy. How vulgarity has become the currency. Really? That's what we're talking about. How you can be shock value and that is the currency of winning, not talent. Now just getting up there. Look at the rise of like a Mr. Beast. Mm-hmm. I know nothing negative about him, but his rise, he did on YouTube, he stared and watched paint dry. I mean, and he did great. I guess that worked and it got him, but that was his currency. What real talent does he bring to the TV? I don't know, to the show. That if you watch him, that's great. I'm just saying, he stared and watched paint dry, and that was how he got his and he did other things like that. But and of course now the show has gotten to a point where they have money and they can do some great stuff. Right. But starting off, right?
He's doing things that people would never think of doing. To be honest, right. So. Yeah,
right.
I totally agree with that.
So with that, let's just be honest. The culture of loud, messy, and being proud of it. That's a culture. Being loud, sloppy, messy, right? For girls, it's sloppy, right?
Yes,
and being
I
messy,
agree.
The more, I mean, well, I just because like, you open Facebook or Instagram, it's all you see is naked
there, there's one side to people like not caring anymore,
right.
About how there's one side like, oh, be who you are and all that stuff about like, who cares about this? If you're not brought up this, it's okay, blah, blah. But to be honest, you know, nowadays with the confidence and the research that you could do, right. Even though you're brought up like not handed, like if you don't go to the country club or something, doesn't mean that you don't, there's you ways that class. You could you have class classes. Now, you
yeah,
know what I mean?
So it all ends of it, yeah.
And there's means to look for it. I mean, right. YouTube, they always have like elegance right. And look it up. Yeah, how right. To become an elegant woman or
didn't
be powerful.
A video where somebody was doing an elegant class. And
yes, I'm always brushing up on my manners, to be honest, right. Because sometimes you never know, like,
you walk
mistakes.
With a book on your head for your shoulder.
I do.
Was
I
that
do.
Jan Brady had to do that?
Uh-huh.
Was that
I did that.
I'm was that Brady Bunch, Carrie, where Jan Brady had to walk with the book on her head? Is that what it was?
Yeah.
Several
among
right?
Amongst
in
others.
Order to do a makeover and how your presence is all like that. I did that. Actually, I'm very good at it because, you know, I took ballet and also right. I know. I'm
yeah, I'm not plugging that. You're a New Jersey Performing Arts Academy girl. I get that.
Absolutely.
What were you going to say, Gary?
I just was saying Gary? There were a lot of them. The one that I remember is the original.
Okay. Oh, here she is. Oh, there you forgot about.
Hello?
Oh, that's
did there. We? Wow.
No. So, yeah, the bottom line is, yeah, can you hear us?
Yeah.
Gary?
Can I hear you? I can hear you.
You there? Okay.
Yes.
Yeah, well, no, all right, good. Okay. You gotta work on that mute button. Like, we hear you typing away in the sound room. anyway, so fashion is a free for all. But what is considered elegance and when does it become offensive?
Well, I think offensive is like, you know, if you're too revealing. Or if you have improper sayings on your outfit.
Right. Oh,
you know,
right. Guys. Yeah. And people that have like, yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Right.
Like it could go political.
Right.
Or, you know, profanity.
I almost
you
bought
know,
a shirt
I don't think it's
the other day that said
profanity.
The man pointing up to your face and then the arrow pointing down the legend.
Oh,
it was advised for me not to buy that shirt. Right, Gary? The
well,
man,
you know,
the legend.
If there's a place for everything. So like right. If you were wearing the man, the legend, that's something you could do, like when you're
drinking
hanging
in the
out
yeah,
in
the, at
that, with in your the, your friends,
my boys,
not around kids.
Out.
You know, it's more
yeah.
Like a bar hop type
yeah.
Of a shirt. You know
right,
what I mean?
Right. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
I mean, like, oh, what I want to say was when we stop valuing our restraint, elegance threatens the system because it doesn't beg for approval; it's the approval.
All right. So you're saying the person doesn't beg for approval. The approval is just being there and actually doing it properly.
Exactly.
Gotcha. What say you, Carrie? I guess she unmute. Carrie.
I was writing. All right,
we lost Carrie.
She,
are you there? I went chanting for you. I'm sorry. She's trying to do 50 things at once. You are funny. So what say you? Did you are you having a point on that last one? You were talking about the you know the sloppiness is not the approval you want. The approval is truly the approval.
Mm-hmm.
When people approve
right.
You
well,
not,
people
not,
judge
not what
you
you've done.
For
I guess it's kind of like approving the inner you. Right. Right. Yes. Finish
people
that sentence.
People judge
I like
you
it.
For
go
what
ahead.
They see. If they see you're sloppy, then they have right. The feeling that you're, you know, messy and not, you know. Really
right.
Into
and, you
what
know,
you're doing.
I
at
have
the moment.
An interesting point on that, Carrie. Thank you for your sense. That's what, yeah. And that actually mm-hmm. Was going to, that was, you segued, you gave me the answer I knew you were going to give me. It's kind of like, at least for a guy, we look at another man when we go into a meeting, and even a woman too. But I mean, men, you know, we look at each other and we size each other up in every manner possible. And if I go to a meeting with somebody, and don't judge me, but everybody says, do as I say, not as I do, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
If I go to somebody for a meeting and their desk is paper falling everywhere, I'm wondering if this person is somebody I want to engage in business or do something with. Now, don't judge me because my desk looks that way. But you can attest, and Carrie will tell you too,
uh-huh.
That I know where my stuff is. It won't messy to you. It's corner to you is organization to me.
It's more like an organized mess.
Right. But you know what? Here's one thing you won't catch me. When I make my impression, I meet somebody. You're going to get the best language. You're going to get the best conversation. I'm going to guarantee to look sharp. My hair is going to be on point. It's just going to be that way. And I think because you have to be the best you when you go out. Because you know what they say is only one first impression.
Yes, it only takes a couple of seconds in order to have that first impression.
Yeah. So.
Speaking of first impression,
what's
you know, when I first met you, not at all. When I first met you, without
that
you even
yes,
talking,
yeah.
no, without you even talking,
that's a rarity.
Yeah, okay. This is big. What I thought was, you know, right away, I saw this man observing the room, and you had good posture. So I know you were somebody like probably like in the military or in law, you know, stuff that, you know, part of government.
Right.
And I thought you're a gentleman too, by just your appearance.
Yeah, all right. How was I though on the first sentence? Like, who is this jerk off?
Well, you know, like at first, you were very proper and a gentleman.
At first?
Yeah.
When did that facade fall? Carrie, you're hearing this. Carrie can attest when we first had our meeting,
she loved me.
I started talking crap, right? but that's where your first impression is. You remember that. You remember that.
I do.
And that is right, Carrie. Isn't that true? Like as our relationship has grown over time, and you work with me, I've obviously been upset and said some terrible things that should never come out of my mouth as an individual. But you remembered my first impression and who I was, right? You saw this. That was surface, right? And you're still here, right?
So yeah,
right, Carrie.
Yes,
right. No, when we first met, I was thinking, oh my goodness, this isn't going to work. But the more
I'm glad she sandbagged me.
The more I worked with you and got you to quit all of that negativity, then things went really well.
Yeah. And things are great. I mean, and Carrie really is the best. You really are very, very organized.
Well,
we brought on some new people. Carrie's got some, we have a director of marketing. Is that what his title is, Carrie?
I don't know what we actually put on there, but
yeah. Well, TK, scratch that out. Your boss doesn't know what your title is. So here it is, TK. If you're listening, you better be, because you work for us. TK, create your own title and text it to us. Apparently we don't know what you do. But apparently I signed your contract, so welcome aboard.
There you go.
No, seriously, he's a good guy. I just had to pop that out there. So it's interesting that you said that, because you get to know the real person behind it, and you're like, oh, all right, this is who I am.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, like Carrie, I had a first impression on you, and it still stands. Actually, I thought you were very professional, very down to earth, very open to hearing, very receptive. Carrie's receptive.
I noticed she was professional right away.
Yeah, and compassionate, which is good for me, because I can be really rude and nasty when I'm upset. But she's a wonderful person. But that is the first impression. Now, some of the first impressions are the person, unless you're totally a phony. But even like Carrie, you could say you've seen other side of me. But the way I was when you first met me, you see that's still who I am. When I get comfortable for friends, it's a different story. All right, so with that, we're going to talk about the new icons. Elegance is in the age of noise. So Sophia Richie and Amal Clooney, or George Clooney's, right? George Clooney. Even certain royals have changed. Elegance is emerging from the fog and coming back into the light. I think that's very, very factual. I think that people are trying to be elegant again, because being sloppy is only going to get you so far. Because that's substantive. That substantive is you, right?
Mm-hmm.
Help me, Carrie, with the creative thought here. Substantive personalities is who you are, and that is not defined by everything else you do, and everything else you do that gets you the click. Bear with me. I sound like I'm rambling, but I'm not. Your substantive value is not going to get you the clickbait, but the garbage sloppy will get you the click attention.
It's amazing,
but then
right?
People walk away because the click is over. The shock and value is gone. And now that they stay because you have substance, they stay because you have depth, you have character. That's where
like,
I was going.
That's like being a New Yorker. New Yorker sees everything in public and then They don't believe anything.
Like,
oh, that's it's just like another day.
It's a DC thing. So yeah. we go to walking around here downtown. We go anywhere, and you know, I don't want to shout out any particular bars, restaurants, but you run into all the characters. So mm-hmm. you know, so all right. So I don't know. So what say you on that the class is emerging from the fog?
Well, really, it's not about money. It's about intention. You know, tailored clothes. Measured words and right. a
measured
look.
Measured words. That's a good way of putting it.
Yeah. A look that says, "I don't need to explain myself." That's the rebellion.
Mm-hmm. I like it. What, Carrie? Any thoughts on that? No. It's great with that mute button. Either on right here, click.
Or
she's talking for a
second. There's always a delay, so we always got to.
Never delay with Carrie. Carrie's good to go. So, Carrie, what say you? Any thought on that?
Well, now I kind of forgot, but what you're talking about but the
people come for the clickbait, but they really stay around for who you are.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Right?
We can shock value somebody in here, but
if you like the way someone looks and you go and talk to them, within 5 minutes, you'll know, okay, I don't want to be around this person, or I want to stay and learn more.
Right. Mm-hmm. You're exactly. And you know, yeah, for absolutely. Guys, it's this, we believe the same thing, honestly. No. A beautiful chick is out there, whatever, she's got cleavage or butt, whatever, looks great. But that only is good for a few minutes, honestly. If you can't, you have no care. That is like literally the clickbait. I'll look you to be like, oh, I'm going to try to take her home tonight. And that's going to be about all I'm going to do. Now, if she doesn't leave with me on the first night and she looks really good, she's clickbait, you know. I'll try a few more times until I get it, and then that'll be it. I'll probably not call her or put her into the rotation of girls that I call.
But
at the end of the day, the person you're going to be with on a continual basis has to have more than looking good in the thong or looking good and or whatever, you know. Right? Help me out. You're a girl. Help me out. You're a girl. You guys are women. Am I right?
Yeah,
as a girl, right, you feel right. that you're on the same kind of...
Well, nowadays, the girls are like that too, right. A little bit. Like, they put you in the friend zone.
Friend zone. Exactly. Mm-hmm. Right. And yes, yes. And guys can unfriend zone a girl. Girls can't unfriend zone a guy. Right? Right, Carrie? Is that true? If you friend zone somebody, and I'm talking long enough that Carrie won't have time to unmute herself. Mm-hmm. So if you friend zone somebody, then it's very hard for a girl to go back and get in the bed with him. Did you hear that, Carrie?
Absolutely. Yeah.
Right? And explain that
it's
as
like
two females.
It would be like being with your brother or something. That's gross.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right. Now you girls feel that way. I'm going to say it.
Or
right
more
now.
Like your cousin, like your first cousin.
I don't care about that either. Like I'm going to call it out right now. Gentlemen out there who are in a relationship and have a friend that's a girl, I'm going to blow up your spot. Sorry, gentlemen. Women, if you're hearing this, it is what it is. We will unfriend zone. I'm looking right in the camera. We will unfriend zone anybody. With or without alcohol. Alcohol just makes it faster and easier. But we will unfriend zone somebody. Okay. But women will not do that. With that, we're going to friend zone you right into commercial break. Don't go anywhere. We're coming right back and see what Miss Bianca has to say about friend zone. Button and just if it skips for a second.
Three.
The Ramrand Law Firm, we understand the importance of your constitutional rights. We truly care that we must get a client their desired result. If your freedom is compromised in any way, you call us. We do immigration, state and federal criminal defense, personal injury, bankruptcy, DWIs, family law, real estate law. We want you to be confident in our ability to represent you.
Welcome back to the Rambrand Law Firm. Thank you. Shout out for Rambrand Law Firm. Reach out to them, rambrandlawfirm.com. If you have any issue, you don't need to just be in the state of New Jersey. Reach out and we will hook you up with any of the network. So we're going to jump right back into it, Ms. Bianca. We're talking about friend zone and clickbait, bringing in people and not really keeping them for who you are, but just how you look.
Mm-hmm.
But now we're going to talk about social media and the hierarchy process or whatever you want to call
it. The hierarchy, okay.
Yeah, hierarchy, you know, like the king and queen of who I guess Kardashian would be the queen. You got to mute, would be the queen of social media or what's, right?
Yes, what?
So social media claims to celebrate authenticity. I disagree a lot with that because AI is taking everything, but it punishes anything that can't be memed. Very true. Memes. It punishes everything that can't be memed. So elegance doesn't play into the algorithm. And boy, we know here about the algorithms because I say it like it is and we get algorithmed out. That's why you got to check us out directly on iHeart or any of the stations because YouTube is not going to show it to you.
What's the exactly. Elegance isn't a trend. It's a tone.
It is who you are.
Yeah. Right? And tone is what distributes the room.
Yeah.
Disrupts.
Oh, no. It does. Distributing. Yeah. You're sending out to the. Yeah. It's what, the tone of the room.
Yes. It disrupts the room.
Right.
And I already am. Wow. I don't need to perform.
Well, you do actually get on the fake. But you don't need to be fake, is what you're saying. Right. That's what you meant. I know what you meant, but. Anyway, so you make a very good point there. Mm-hmm. And it's a good conversation because as a guy, I need to own the room. Mm. You know, a woman, yeah, and I don't want to be sexist here, and Carrie can jump in and yell at me and you too, Miss Bianca, but I think people expect a certain behavior from a man. Mm-hmm. You're gonna help me out here and I'm gonna go back and forth.
Okay.
A man. We take the room so we have control and we can dictate the steps in the evening in the direction we want it to go, either if it be with a woman or in business. I think when I meet a man and we're going to have a conversation, and you know this from business meetings, Miss Bianca, mm-hmm. when I shake their hand, I can tell. And it's kind of like what Carrie's saying. She goes right to the eyes. I look him in the eye, whoever the man is, and I shake. And the handshake I get in return. And if they're not going to give me that look to my eyes, that I command, I have authority, I got power, I immediately think I'm going to control you. And it's about how to grip your hand. And actually, there's a clip, and it's going to be hard to drop it in now, but maybe in the future, Carrie can dump it in after. There's a clip when President Trump is meeting meeting the leader of France. Mm-hmm. And he grabs his hand and he pulls him in. And you can see the power loss as President Trump pulls him in. You can tell that he grabbed the commanding grab and he pulled him into him. And it was like immediate control.
Yeah.
And it's so hard as a man to come out of that after you've lost that. What say you, Miss Bianca?
I agree. I mean, once you pull the person in, it's like kind of really unexpected.
Right.
So there's a proper way of taking that handshake and, okay, right. I accept.
So let me ask the question and Perry can back it up. And then we're going to go to your powerful voice. You're going to show power into the radio. But thanks. We're going to get to that in a second. And it's a great song. She's going to pipe out for you folks. So you better get your volume ready. But Perry, help me out here on this one too. So if a man, we want to control the room and dictate our evening. Mm-hmm. Women, you feel that you need to control the room or you want to really be with the guy that's controlling the room?
I would want to be with the guy.
So you're putting out not controlling the room.
Because the guy, once you're with the guy that controls the room,
control them too.
You're the elevation.
You're the centerpiece.
So, yes.
We're the tablecloth. You're the centerpiece, right? Mm-hmm,
yes.
And obviously, at the end of the day, you could call that sexist, if you will, folks, but it's not because I said the man is the tablecloth. No, wait. They're looking over to see that there's a table and a tablecloth, and then you belong there. And then the centerpiece is what everybody is attracted to. Am I right? Perry, help me out too.
But I was going to say too, the way I look at it is once you're with a powerful man by his side, that makes you confident.
It instantly jumps you up.
Because it elevates how you are. And wow, this confident man, he can have anybody.
Right.
But he's with.
And we feel the same way. And we feel the same way about the woman that we're with. If we own the room, we're coming in as a man. And then you have a classy, pretty, intelligent woman with you that is going to support you. Then mm-hmm. that is how you take it over, right? Yeah. I mean, that's how you take it over.
So that's like a.
But do you see other women? You don't have to own the room with women. You need to help your man own the room. Am I correct in that?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yes.
You're great. Okay. Because I don't want to sound. I don't want to clickbait it.
But
on,
also, on like that, it's double work for us women too, because even though we're confident with you, we also have to project ourselves on a great conversation and how to present ourselves, because we're also representing. You and you're representing
exactly.
Yourself, you know what I mean?
Carrie, so what say you? And then we're going to go to Bianca's pipes.
I agree. Yeah. If you're with you kind of
help me out. I don't want to be sexist here. You got to help me out.
No, I'm going to say when you're with somebody, you kind of mirror their personality whatever it is they're doing at that time. So if they're being, you know, proper and elegant, then you are. If they're being sloppy, you are. It's just kind of what you do.
Mm-hmm. True. Right.
Right.
Absolutely. So you help me out. Help me out on this one. When I said the men are our table and the tablecloth, I'm not diminishing a woman. I actually raised her to the sentence.
Absolutely.
That I was correcting that. That was that legit. Sorry? No?
I think so. Back. I think
so. You guys have frozen.
So, I feel like you guys have a couple right there.
Welcome back, folks, to the Hostile Zone. Eric A. Sinati and Miss Bianca C. What some pipes there, Miss Bianca? Well, that was good pipes.
Thank you.
Well, we could go into further on that, but we're not going to do that. It was good, though. So, Miss Bianca, presence as well as warfare, right? Just being there. The discipline of underestimating somebody. Interesting. So when everybody's shouting and just all over the place and creating a disruption and just saying, look at me, right? Silence and stillness sometimes becomes the power. Kind of like what you said, when you first met me, you said I was observing the room and I was sitting by myself.
Absolutely, yes.
You were introduced to me as I was sitting in a section by myself. So I was not talking to anybody. I was not any of that, right? As you said, you saw me watching and seeing what was going on. I talked to you because you were introduced to me through somebody else that knew me, and that's how you came over.
Absolutely.
So silence controlled the room because you said, who is that guy? I want to go over and meet him, right or wrong?
Absolutely, yes.
So there you go. So silence, for as loud as I am and everybody could say, silence and stillness obviously projected me for you to come over to the table is what I'm saying. So presence is a choice, being there with something.
So. Well, absolutely. My presence is a choice. It enters before I do. My scent, my silhouette, my silence, they unsettle the loudest people in the room. And that's elegance. That's power.
That's power, right? Mm-hmm. It is power. Power and elegance. And that is key, folks. Power and elegance. But when we say power, we don't mean power in I overpower you, I control everything. You need to, you know, own the room, but have dignity and elegance, like you said, and class. Mm-hmm. And you need to bring something to the table.
Yes.
So I think that this was a great concept here. We're going to kind of wrap this down. We're coming to a hard close soon. And Miss Bianca got some more pipes for us to do. elegance has reemerged. And it's not a luxury, but it's a rebellion. It really
is. Absolutely.
It's a rebellion. It's not soft. It's sharp. It's sharp. Razor sharp. It's precise. It's precise and sharp.
It also goes back to like when if you have a hater. And you can't let them talk anything bad about you in your presence because that's power right there that they can't take that away from you.
Right.
So that's my opinion.
Yep. and you're very, very true with that. In a world of clowns and chaos, elegance cuts through like a blade, razor sharp.
Mm-hmm.
It cuts through like a blade. People see that. And there's a time and place, like you were saying, there's a time and place for that. But when you're making your first impression, that is your impression. So when you're going to clown around and be stupid, know that whenever people watch you, they may see that as truly you. Mm-hmm. So I don't know. What say you?
Well, like I said, there's always a time and place for everything. So like if you're a little like loose and class is the revolution now. It doesn't scream. It doesn't beg.
I think it does scream though. I think it does scream because when you, I always comment on Ivanka Trump. Her posture stands out.
Oh, I love her posture. She's like flawless.
So proper and good posture, class and elegance. What do you agree with her opinions? Whether you agree with her father and everything else, we're not talking about that. We're talking about what aura, what presence she puts off. And she puts off elegance. She puts off that kind of look.
She has that certain glow.
She does.
Mm-hmm.
You can tell that she's polished, right? Mm-hmm. It doesn't beg, but and what happens is, I mean, people are what? They're terrified.
It just is, and it terrifies people.
Right. I think they become terrified to the, you know, to what is this person's real intentions? And you know, there's not always an intention behind something. There actually might be genuine people that have that personality and those traits and have a good education and have morals and have goals. Mm-hmm. And you can't put them down to that.
Right.
But you should not judge a book by its cover, right?
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. We do. And that's why you'll see a TikTok trend or a social media trend, and everybody's clicking that girl or guy right now. But when they get in after a couple looks, you move on.
Mm-hmm.
You move on. Yeah. Lots of their substance, right?
So,
Miss Bianca, it is almost the end of the show.
Is it? Wow.
We have to do our call to action. So refuse the circus, folks. Refuse the circus. Okay. Yes, it's fun, but it's not going to get you to your end game. Sharpen your presence. When you walk into the room, tell people you're here. Tell them that I'm here. I'm going to be here. Don't be a jerk about it. Be legitimate about it. Do not be a jerk, but your presence is key. People need to see you. Mm-hmm. They need to know, and they need to judge you for what you really are. So have fun with your friends away from other people if you want to make an impression, I think, at least. Speak less. I'm the last one to say that, but I didn't speak that day when you came up and were introduced to me. So for those the click bots and everybody out there, oh, Sonati's always running his mouth. I'm really not. There's a lot of people that tell you when I'm out, I'm very quiet and they don't even know I'm there. And that's true. When I speak with intelligence and I speak with confidence and I speak with firmness. If I call you out, I call you out. If I want you, trust me, I'm coming for you. I don't forget. I might walk away and you may think you won, but trust me, I'm coming for you.
That's hot.
Was it? Thank you. In a world of noise, and there's a lot of noise, a lot of bloviating big mouths that think they have something and they got nothing. With all that, elegance isn't just a throwback. It truly is power. It's the frontier as an individual. What you put forth is you.
Absolutely.
Right? With that, folks, with that, I thank everybody for coming to the Hostile Zone. I thank Miss Bianca C. S-E-A. Give us a line here. Sing out a line.
Bianca C, that's
me. You did that
me.
Already. Do something else.
Yay! There you go.
There you go. All right. So thank you for that, Ms. Bianca C.
You're welcome.
So you know what? Be deliberate. Stay alert. Do what you need to do. Don't always worry about the consequences. Worry about what your end mission is. You're going to get kicked in the groin. You're going to have somebody take your knees out. Just remember, you're going to keep going to the end. Not everybody plugs forward and fights to the end. Most people either get knocked down and give up, or the person that knocked the person down thinks that they got to the end game, but they really didn't. Remember, mm-hmm. Be persistent. Persistence is key, right? Persistence is key. You got to be in it to win it. That's all I got to say with that.
There you go. Yes.
Miss Bianca, any final word for you? And we got to get to our historical quote.
Well, I just want to say with this topic, it was very...
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to cut
you. It was
very
fun.
Good. I want you to do historical quote because I picked it out for you.
Historical quote? Me?
Yeah, it's picked out for you.
Okay. Let's see. Simplicity is the keynote of all true elegance. Ooh.
And who was that from? That's why I picked
one
it
of
out.
My favorite designers.
Who is that?
Coco Chanel.
Coco Chanel. So that is it, folks. The Hostile Zone coming at you every Monday night. And Eric A. Sonati Unplugged. We're on every day, back and forth. Check us out. AM, FM, iHeart, TuneIn Radio. We're there. Check it out. Don't go anywhere because we're going to be back.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, for the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming, and the rockets' red glare, the balls bursting in air, get through the night. still there.
And she's not going anywhere.
Oh, say does that star-spangled banner